All right, last week stocks had their worst week in 9 months, and yesterday we saw a massive comeback rally. Well, will the rally continue today, or was that just a dead cat bouncing? That's what we're going to take a look today and see what's happening in the markets. And today is Tuesday, June 22nd, and we're doing it so that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, let's take a look at yesterday's action first. I mean, this was an impressive rebound. Here we're looking at the Dow Jones, and the Dow Jones had really a bad week last week. This morning, yesterday, up, 586 points or 1.76%. What do you think? That's pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, a pretty good comeback on Monday. This erased just about half of last week's losses in a single day. So nice bounce there. And the S&P is about just under 1% away from its record high. So pretty nice start to the week.
Yeah, again, coming back here towards record highs. And I mean, NASDAQ didn't get hit a lot last week, and they're also very close to record highs here. So
yeah, so crazy. It felt like things were dropping last week, and you put it into perspective and it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. So I mean, looking at pre-market action this morning, until just a few minutes ago we were slightly positive. Right now the Dow down 0.06%. yes, so we basically have a pretty much flat start into the trading session. So not a whole lot of action, so not really a follow through yet, because I mean, this afternoon, let me just switch this to today so that we see what is happening. So this afternoon, Powell testifies, and I mean, this is right now in the focus, right? I mean, last week it started with the FOMC statement, where they said, well, we're actually no longer thinking about raising interest rates in 2024. We're thinking about doing it in 2023. And then on Friday, one of the Fed members said, well, maybe we do it in 2022. So there's still the focus here this week on what's happening.
Yeah. And Fed Chair Powell, his commentary in front of the House subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis, it's really going to be, you know, geared towards how the Fed responded to the coronavirus pandemic and some of their emergency lending programs. But to your point, Marcus, typically when the Fed chair is speaking in front of the House or the Senate, there's a prepared statement and then there's a Q&A. And the prepared statement's already been released. He mentioned that inflation has increased notably in recent months as transitory supply effects abate. Inflation expects to drop back towards 2%. But that Q&A can open up some wording at times that could be a concern to the market.
Right. And so this afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern time. So let's see. Until then, it could be that the markets are just in a nervous wait and see to get some more information here. But hey, stocks are not moving, but Bitcoin is. Holy cannoli, did you see this?
Yeah. Bitcoin dipping below 30,000. So
yes, below 30,000. This is, when was the last time we were below 30,000? Let me just see if I can zoom out a little bit to see it. So this was earlier this year. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it looks like back in January was the last time.
Okay. Well, if I would be able to read chart patterns, I would say that this is maybe a head and shoulder formation. What do you think?
Kind of.
Okay, so let's talk about what's happening here. Why is Bitcoin sliding?
Of monster heads in the middle there.
Yeah, that's for sure. So why is Bitcoin sliding? What's happening here?
Well, you know, it sounds like it's all tied to this China crackdown on Bitcoin miners. So Bitcoin mining has been huge in China, and that has been something that has been in the spotlight recently, with the Chinese government basically taking a negative stance against Bitcoin and mining in general. So
Yeah, we talked about it briefly yesterday. It seems that 75% of all Bitcoin miners are in China. And right now, 90% of those are affected by this crackdown. So yeah, boy, oh boy. I mean, just a few months ago in Bitcoin, we saw 65,000 and now down more than 50% to 30,000 here. Let's take a look at the other coins. So let's see what Ethereum is doing. Ah, same here, trading at 1,800 and Dogecoin. Wow, Dogecoin is now back to 18 cents.
Yeah, that's a pretty steep drop yesterday.
Yeah.
On Doge.
All right. Well, the money has to go somewhere, right? So if it's going out there, and we talked about that, there seems to be a relationship between the cryptocurrencies and the meme stocks, because this morning, GameStop is on the rise again. So this morning, GameStop right now, after sliding 6% yesterday, they're up 7% in pre-market trading. But this is not only because of the meme stock. I mean, they have greatly benefited from being pumped on stock tweets, Wall Street Bets, and other Reddit forums. And have you heard what's happening here this morning?
Well, I heard that they completed another sale of 5 million shares. So that raised over $1 billion. I think it was $1.1 billion for the company.
Honestly, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with all this money. Right. You know, maybe this, like, okay, GameStop is a legitimate company, right? But that's a ton of money that's just getting handed to them. What are they going to do? Is it going to be something cool, positive, or
you see,
just turning the usual?
I mean, Ryan Cohen, he comes from Chewy, and Chewy is the pet, what do you want to say, pet toy, pet food supplier. So it has become basically the Amazon of pet supplies. And he is trying to do the exact same thing with GameStop, where he says, you know what, we're taking on Amazon, and we are making GameStop the Amazon for gamers, so that they don't have to go to Amazon, that we are specializing on this niche. So he does have a vision there. And this is where I think that GameStop and AMC are super smart, because AMC also, I mean, benefited from, or just took advantage of this this stock going up like crazy, and they offered more shares and they brought in more money to expand, to renovate their theaters, to I don't know. It seems that these two companies have a vision of what they want to do with the additional money.
And that's the thing. You have a couple of visionaries and people who are really, like, you know, driving in this industry. And the ironic twist is what ended up with kind of being a joke and, you know, this crazy stock. It could be that there actually is a ton of value when it's all said and done because of the changes in money that was pumped into it.
Yeah,
we'll
because
see.
If you look at AMC, I mean, it's right now hanging out there. It's hovering around there after this this big run up. We'll see. But you see, this this offering stocks to raise capital doesn't work for all companies. Did you see MVIS this morning?
I did.
Yeah.
So a few people trying to you know, jump in on the action while it seems like it's acceptable. And I saw they're down over 10% pre-market.
Over 10%, because they said that they will sell more stock to raise 140 million. But you see, the difference here is that Microvision just said, yeah, we're going to raise it to get more capital. And if you think about it, 140 million, that's nice. I mean, think about the AMC offerings. I mean, AMC with the latest round brought in like 500 million. And over the last quarter, they brought in over $1 billion. We just talked about GameStop. GameStop brought in $1 billion. So here, 140 million, it's like kind of cute. And what are you guys planning to do with it? And they don't seem to have the same vision. This is where we said it's important to have a vision and to actually let investors know of what are we going to do with it, and not just say, yeah, you know what, let's just raise some more capital and offer more shares. So this is where, for Microvision, it does not seem to work out.
Agreed.
Right, talking about meme stocks, Torchlight is the latest one. Yeah.
Gosh. Up 58% yesterday. It's an oil and gas producer, and they're getting some attention on Reddit and stock twits, and a little quiet today, but big move yesterday.
You see, and I was a little bit surprised by this because I've been looking into this of what makes a good meme stock. And I mean, first of all, it needs to be a well-known company like AMC, GameStop, right? We had Bed Bath & Beyond, BlackBerry, recently Clover Health. It wasn't that well-known, but Wendy's. So this is one of the criteria. And I don't know, is Torchlight really this well-known? And I think the other thing is they need to have a high short interest. Do you know anything about the short interest of them?
I don't.
So I don't know if they have a high short interest. And I mean, the third criteria is basically that the CEO or the company's management has to be retail investor friendly. And we know that GameStop CEO or its chairman of the board, actually, Ryan Cohen, he likes to communicate on his Twitter in memes. Have you seen his Twitter account? I mean, it's hilarious what he's tweeting. He's really a hoot. And then we have AMC, where the CEO clearly said, oh my gosh, we love your retail investors. We actually give you free popcorn when you come to our movie theater next time. So I don't know about Torchlight. This could be a similar story like we had with Clover Health, where it went up one day and then crashed down. I think we had the same with Clean Energy. What was it? CLNE? Yeah. Clean Energy. Also almost a one-hit wonder here. So what do you think about this, the Torch?
Yeah, I agree. The story there, I mean, who knows what will happen with these crazy meme stocks, but the story isn't as exciting.
Yeah.
I think they should target silver again. That would be pretty fun.
Silver?
Yeah.
SLV. Yeah. I mean, silver is getting hammered right now. Same as gold, right? I mean, this year, iShares Silver Trust, and here we have gold. I mean, gold down, silver down. Just been crazy. I mean,
it would just be so ironic, though, if, you know, this money's coming out of cryptos and, you know, all of these, you know, new ideas and then the meme stocks, and then they put it back into the good old standard gold and silver precious metal.
I hear you. Hey, another stock that we are also closely watching is Ride, because we have a position in Ride, and they started Lordstown Week yesterday. And during this, did you see the vehicle that they introduced, the military vehicle?
No.
Yeah, I mean, these pictures, I found it on Twitter, and I need to find out who I need to give credit to this. So yeah, they introduced this this military vehicle yesterday. Investors are still pretty unimpressed by this because they say, well, it's nice that you built a prototype, but do you have a military contract? And they said, well, we would just want to show proof of concept here. So yesterday they were down 5%.
Looks pretty sweet to me.
Huh?
It looks pretty sweet to me.
It does. And they actually drove it through mud and dirt. And I mean, as you can see here, they submerged it in water yesterday. And here's the cool thing, what they said, because of their unique build of the chassis, they can just take this whole top, all of this, they can take this off and put another one on. So for example, if you don't want to have a six-seater, if you want to have a two-seater and some cargo room in the back, you can just take this whole thing off. They said it's like Lego blocks, right? So you take it off, put it on. So I think it's not bad.
Now, would that be like at the, you know, on the production level to make it easy to produce? Or would that be at the like consumer level or like for the army where they
level for the army where they say, hey, we make it just flexible. It's basically you have a bunch of Legos, so it's very stackable. And I thought it was a cool idea.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hey, in a moment we have to go to our live trading room with our mastermind members. But did you see that there's a petition for Jeff Bezos to stay in space?
I missed
that.
I mean,
we know that Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin is going to space, and there's this change.org where you can start a petition, sign a petition. And as of now, 76,000 people have signed this petition. Do not allow Jeff Bezos to return to Earth. Billionaires should not exist on Earth or in space, but they send the letter, they should stay there. I just thought this was hilarious. There's
probably a few other people that we should send to space permanently before Bezos, but hey, that's
fine
either way.
Hey, we got to trade live with our mastermind right now. So if you enjoyed the video, I'll link to a few more videos right here somewhere so that you can see what we are doing, what we are trading, how we are trading, and our trading strategies. Hope that you enjoyed today's market update, and we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.